Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
America has voted 11 years in a row, and they have chosen Name That Blank as America's favorite radio game, thanks to Radio Game Magazine, now an online quarterly publication. Free beer, hot wings, Steve, Kelly, and Maitland. Maitland is the list maker this time, and a word scramble last time happened by somebody, it's undetermined who, and it was referred to, instead of Name That Blank, as Name That Blake. And it became a, hey, that'd be fun. And Maitland, lo and behold, this morning you said, we're doing Name That Blake.
Yes. Or a loosely themed, Blake-themed Name That Blake.
Yeah, you gave me almost some apology caveats after you said it, but I think what you described is how the game works anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not necessarily every answer is, you know, Blake Shelton.
That would be boring.
Right. Yeah, so, not every answer is Blake, but every clue or every fact after has something to do with a Blake.
I love
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, all right.
Let's meet our listener contestants. This is Rebecca in Northeast Pennsylvania, listening on 97.9X. Hello, Rebecca.
Good morning.
And Lexi in West Michigan, listening on 97.9 GRD.
Hello.
We're on 53 stations, all of them at 97.9. Not really. But coincidentally. Rebecca and Lexi, buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer. We're going to give you a Blake to name. The answers are not all Blake, but it is a play on the word and the term. Buzz in with your name if you think you can name that blank.
Blake.
If you hear Hot Wings, Kelly, or Steve buzz in, they're just trying to hold their spot in line, but you two get right of first refusal. Any questions?
Nope. No.
All right, then let's play Name That Blank.
Blake.
Number one, name the common theme.
Blake's got a new face.
Rebecca.
They all use the word face.
You could just say face. That's correct. One. That started with Blake's Got a New Face by Vampire Weekend. I Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd. So could have been tricked there. And then Poker Face by Lady Gaga, once covered by Larry King on the Ryan Seacrest show.
Oh, poker face.
Very creepy. Whenever a song is named after a person, listeners and critics alike want to know if it was based on someone specific. Who was this supposed Blake with a brand new face? Vampire Weekend's lead singer, Dracula Saturday, explained, I met this friend of my girlfriend's named Blake, someone she went to high school with, and it kind of just popped into my head after meeting him. There is an actual person named Blake. That does not clear anything
okay,
up.
All right. Well, good.
Number two, name the invention.
That works.
Rebecca.
Sewing
machine?
Correct. Well done. Was that what you were going to say?
It was, yes.
Wow.
I thought it was a money counter.
I could read it, and I could see the answer, and I'm like,
You could hear it throttling up and down.
I thought it was a shake weight.
Oh, man.
That's a nice noise.
Yeah.
Sewing machine. Lyman Reed Blake was an American inventor who invented a sewing machine for sewing the soles of shoes to the uppers. I didn't know that's what the top of a shoe was called. In 1856, Blake bought a partnership in a shoemaking company and became dedicated to inventing machines that mechanized shoemaking. In 1858, he received a patent for his special shoe sewing machine.
It's hard to say.
That wasn't easy. Rebecca has two. All others are bowing at the altar of Rebecca. Number three, Name the show.
Of Epicac. It's the stuff that makes you barf.
Smart move.
Basically a get out of work free pass.
Kelly.
Yeah, it makes you barf, dude, because nothing makes me barf. It's weird. I've got a stomach of steel.
Adam, scientists developed that. It would make you
show.
Vomit.
Because scientists made this.
Yeah.
Who believes in scientists, dude? Let me give this little testaroo. That's weird. Definitely.
All right, nobody else
who does think
Kelly,
right?
I assume. Kelly.
Workaholics.
Correct. Workaholics. Oh. In 2006, Blake Anderson, as we're playing Name That Blank, Blake Anderson helped create and join the sketch comedy troupe Mail Order Comedy, which produced online videos and sketches such as those involving the rap band The Wizards, along with co-members Anders Holm, Adam Devine, and Kyle Newacek. In 2011, the Mail Order Company crew began filming as fictional versions of themselves in the Comedy Central comedy series titled Workaholics, which Anderson co-created. Number four. Rebecca 2, Kelly 1, Lexi Hot Wings, and Steve tied at 0. Number 4, name the movie.
I think we should switch places.
Kelly.
I'll go back to London as you, and you go back to California as me.
I think I heard Lexi.
Yeah.
Lexi?
Parent Trap?
The Parent Trap is correct. Meredith Blake, played by Elaine Hendricks, is the main antagonist of the 1998 remake of The Parent Trap. She's portrayed as a gold digger who plans on marrying the twins' dad.
Yes.
However, 20 years after the film's release, Hendricks gave an interview describing Meredith from a different perspective from how she was portrayed in the film as just determined and opportunistic. That seems
justice for Meredith.
Really?
Yeah.
Did people feel like she was wrongly portrayed in that fictional film?
No, I just think as we get older, we understand her more.
Oh.
Because, like, I'm the age that she was supposed to be in the movie.
Yeah.
And if I got a chance to marry Dennis Quaid, I probably would. He owns a winery, but his two kids
and
are a bunch of little brats.
He was nice, right?
Yeah.
He was a good guy?
Great guy.
And was she a bad person?
Supposedly.
Okay. You're saying she was misunderstood. You agree. Number five, name the activity. Oops.
Kelly.
Rebecca. Surfing?
Surfing is correct. Maitland said that one might be too easy, but maybe they'll say cocaine. That's Miserlou by Dick Dale. Tom Blake, known as the godfather of modern surfing, revolutionized the sport both with skill and his inventions. In the 30s, he designed a lighter weight surfboard that sported a fin, making it easier for people to learn how to surf and have more fun doing it, making the maneuvers used by today's surfers possible. He also developed a waterproof camera that he could attach to a surfboard. In the 30s?
That's cool.
Dang.
Wow.
Impressive.
Must have been massive.
It must
have
been.
Know, it weighed 11 pounds.
Rebecca 3, Lexi 1, Kelly 1. Number 6, name the wife.
I remember after we,
Steve.
You reached out about this absolutely insane idea, showing up and saying, you know, I have bad news, and I have really bad news. The bad news is I slipped into someone's DMs again. The really bad news is that, you know, I might have bought half
Rebecca.
Blake Lively?
That is correct. That's Ryan Reynolds talking about Blake Lively. Was that him talking about when he bought half of the soccer team?
Yeah.
Yeah. The next line in the clip is he's saying, I also bought a fifth ranked national soccer team for Wales.
Has anybody watched that like documentary? Is it good?
It's really good.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I hate soccer, but I loved it.
People are saying it's like real life Ted Lasso
in a way.
I mean, kind of. They weren't that great and then they won the championship. So, I mean,
spoiler.
Well, I mean, it's a sporting event that happened.
Yeah, I don't watch that sport. Let me tell you, they didn't win the championship.
You didn't see any of those pictures of them in the box celebrating? It was all over the internet.
I thought they might have been happy that Taylor Swift showed up. I don't know what's happening. Name that wife, Blake Lively. Blake Lively once went on a double date with her current husband, Ryan Reynolds, though he was not her date at the time. Even when they met on the set of the 2011 film Green Lantern, Blake and Ryan were in separate relationships. Blake was dating Penn Badgley of You and other shows, and Ryan was with his then-wife, Scarlett Johansson. What a terrible decision to have to choose from between those two ladies. Rough those relationships didn't work out. Ryan and Blake decided to date each other instead, and the rest is history. Number 7, name the ex-husband.
Go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just a break.
Rebecca.
Blake Shelton.
That is correct. That's Miranda Lambert. Mama's Broken Heart. The voice wasn't Blake Shelton's first experience with reality TV singing competitions. He was also a coach on Clash of the Choirs and was a judge on the 2007 season of Nashville Star, which was the same show that kicked ex-wife Miranda Lambert's career off in 2003. One more.
Clash of the Choirs.
Rebecca, you're dominating. You have 5.
Yeah, that was a big hit.
Owings and Steve, absolutely shut out so far.
Yeah.
Just humiliating.
I have not had a chance.
Buzzed in.
Yeah.
Number 8. Name the roastee.
I'll also want to say hello to Kendall's ex. You don't even have to say his name. It's just Kendall's ex.
Oh, anyway. Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Blake Griffin.
That is correct. Let's hear a little more of that.
Yeah.
Los Angeles to Detroit. Let me tell you, I can tell you a thing or two about switching teams.
I don't know who that is.
You're a nice boy. It didn't work out between the two of you. You're always kind of welcome to come over to my home and know that you're the second best athlete in the house.
Blake Griffin had one of his best seasons, arguably the best season of his career in his first full year with the Pistons from 2018 to 2019. Changed his game up a bit, developed a jump shot to help alleviate the stress on his knees from much of the dunking and the contact he had in his days with the Clippers. Then he tried to will the team into the playoffs and played with a busted knee against the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round, even though they had no chance. And then his career went sliding downhill from there.
He's always got his mom's cookie bake.
That is a different person, Hot Wings, that you're thinking of. That is Chris Humphries.
It
is. Another ex of the Kardashian family. He never developed a jump shot and has been out of the league much longer.
I get confused. They've dated every NBA player.
They are. Yeah. If the only NBA player they haven't dated is former NBA player, Boston Celtic, Brian Scalabrine.
Yeah.
Doesn't fit their profile.
But he's on deck, though.
Got to get somebody.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, Rebecca. Thanks for playing, Lexi. Both of you did fantastic. That was a very nice round of Name That Blake.
It was very good.
Name That Blake.
And I learned a lot of new stuff.
Someone thought I promoted it before the break. They said, I 100% thought Freebeer said, Name That Plague, and you've had my undivided attention since then. I don't know if we could do Name That Plague.
Why not? There have been a bunch of them.
As many as Blake's, right?
Yeah, there's not as many famous Blakes as I thought.
First thing Maitland said after she said, Name That Blake today. She goes, by the way, not as many Blakes as you'd think. Like, no, it's about the right number.
Yeah.